Time now for music.
So long, they did me wrong. Baby, what you doing now? You're pissing me off. But your hair is so luxurious, and your lips are so soft.
Mayor Hawthorne sounds like he might have been born in the wrong decade, and maybe even the wrong city. The 32-year-old singer-songwriter channels some serious Motown vibes on his new album. It's called How Do You Do? It's a sound that feels like home to Hawthorne, even though he grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, not Detroit, with a bass player for a dad and an early kinship with the king of pop.
I was doing my own Michael Jackson concerts when I was 5 years old. So, and my dad taught me to play bass. He's a bass player. He still plays in a band in Michigan to this day.
Wow.
And he taught me to play bass when I was about six. And I used to just go to band practice with him, and whoever didn't show up for a rehearsal that day, I would take their spot. So that was how I started playing all the instruments.
So I want to get into talking about the music a little bit. There's a lot of Motown coming out in what you make.
And yeah, for sure.
Yeah. The title of the new album is called How Do You Do? I want to delve into it a little bit. Let's listen to this track. It's called A Long Time. Serious funk in there.
Yeah, we get down, you know.
There's also this, I mean, there's some kind of classic, you know, Motown harmonies in there.
I love the harmonies. The harmonies is my favorite part by far, and I do most of the backup vocals myself, and that's always like the most fun part for me.
Do you think a lot about how to take what Motown was and is and make it yours, make it different?
Well, I've sort of taken the whole Motown assembly line aspect of it and just broke it down to one guy. So,
what do you mean by that? The assembly line that has very distinct visual images. You think about Detroit and making cars.
Well, that was definitely a big part of the Motown formula was, you know, they took music and turned it into the sort of automotive assembly line. And they were cranking out, you know, 10 songs a day in that studio or more. I got a chance to work with Dennis Coffey on the new record, who was one of the original Motown Funk Brothers, and he was telling me that they had an hour per song.
Wow.
To get a whole song done, you know, so they had to really crank them out, and they took a lot from Henry Ford and incorporated that whole automotive assembly line aspect to the music.
And so what about that did you want to keep, and what did you need to change?
It's all about moving the music forward for me. You know, I don't want to take it back to the good old days. I want to make the new good days.
I want to talk a little bit about your voice.
Okay.
You know, it's a very distinct sound, and there are a couple of songs in particular where it's really highlighted. Let's take a listen to the song Hooked.
Ooh, baby, I'm hooked right back on you.
I mean, I know the whole point of this is to move this music forward, but you've just transported me back in time in a good way.
Well, that's definitely one of the most classic Motown style songs on the new album.
You got me hooked, but I don't care.
Just listening to that, it just lets me know like how far I've come vocally from where I started. I'm doing some more complicated jumps between like chest voice and falsetto for that song. That's one of the more difficult songs to sing on the record, and I don't think I would have even been able to do that when I started just 2 years ago. You know, I had never sang professionally before ever. I really only sang in the shower before I started doing this a couple years ago. So it's a very new thing for me, and I'm still very much learning. Every time I sing, I'm learning and trying to become a better singer.
Did you get any pushback? I mean, was there anyone out there who said, you do have no business doing this? You're a white guy from Ann Arbor.
You know, I thought that I would get a lot more of that. And I was worried about that at first, but I remember when I started recording the first album, A Strange Arrangement, I was in Detroit with a friend of mine, and he took me through to meet a man named Herman Weems, who was one of my heroes. He was a writer for Motown back in the day, and he wrote one of my all-time favorite songs, which is Dee Edwards' Why Can't There Be Love? And I got a chance to meet him before he passed, and I played him a couple of the demos that I was working on for my new record, and I remember so vividly that he got up and started dancing in the middle of his living room, and he was probably, you know, 65 or 70 years old at the time, and that was the point when I didn't care about that anymore. I was like, if it's good enough for Herman Weems, then I don't really care what anybody else thinks about it.
My guest is singer Mayer Hawthorne. His new album is called How Do You Do? So one of my favorite songs on this album is called Can't Stop, and it features a cameo from someone you may not expect to find on this record. Let's take a listen.
I try to fight it, but I can't let go. 'Cause everything about you is so incredible. I wanna play with your body, softly, softly. And maybe we can get naughty. I'm so bossy, bossy.
Little Snoop Dogg. Snoop Doggy
yeah.
Dogg.
D-O double jizzle for shizzle.
Singing his heart out. How did this happen?
It started with Snoop heard my music from one of his studio engineers, and he got really excited and called me on the phone. And he said, you know, he calls everybody nephew. He says, hey, nephew, I really like what you're doing, man.
That's a good Snoop impression.
that's as good a Snoop impression as you're going to get from me. But, you know, he was just one of the most genuinely cool guys that I'd ever come across in this business. And
so you asked him to be on your new album?
Well, he asked me to remix a song for him for his album, which I did. And then after that was in the can, he asked me how he could get on my album. And I told him, well, there's not really any rapping on my album, so you'd have to sing. And that was kind of a loaded request, though, because when I had hung out with him, he wasn't listening to rap music ever. He was listening to classic soul. He loves that music, and he's always singing along with it. So I knew that he would be able to do it. You know, anytime I'm working with another artist, especially somebody as well-known as Snoop, I'm always trying to get them to do something different, you know, something that they're not used to doing. And I think we really knocked it out of the park with that one.
You've done soul, jazz, hip-hop. Next album coming out, what are you going to channel to move the music forward for that?
I think I'm going to do a heavy metal dubstep flute record.
You're kidding me. You know, although that'd be cool. That could be cool.
I really try not to put any sort of rules on myself. And, you know, I'm going to focus on this record for a little while. And then whatever I feel like doing next is what I'll do. And, you know, hopefully the label will still be behind me.
That's singer Mayer Hawthorne. His new album is called How Do You Do, and it's in stores now. Mayer Hawthorne, thanks so much for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Our program is directed today by Brent Bachman and edited by Kenya Young. The staff includes Phil Harrell, Petra Meyer, Lauren Silverman, Lily Percy, Megan Kane, Siri Grassley, and our intern, Jessica Palumbo. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. Melissa Goh is the weekend web producer. Our reference librarian is Key Maleski. Our senior producer is Steve Lichtai.
I used to say that love would never tie me down. I'd be
And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Guy Raz is back next week. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendatc. Until next week, thanks for listening, and make it a great week.